Hey guys, let's get started. Hi everybody. My name is Chetan and I'm a development manager at Microsoft. Amongst other things, my team is responsible for building the Windows Reader application that ships in the box. How many folks out here have used the Reader application? Great. For folks who might not know, the Reader application is what you use to read PDF documents on Windows. So how is this related to our session? Well, in this session, we are going to learn about APIs that we have freshly introduced in Windows 8.1 that will allow you to render PDF content in your store app. Here's the agenda for the session. We'll start off by talking about what these APIs can do for us and get some flavor about the engine that drives these APIs. We'll then walk through sample code that shows how you can use these APIs to render PDF content in your store application. Specifically, we'll render the first page of a PDF document in a store app. We'll then discuss options available to you to tweak the PDF rendering, several customization options that we have provided. We'll also discuss best practices when using these APIs. And finally, we will talk about an alternate set of APIs that are available to render PDF content directly to DirectX surfaces. So before I begin, I would like to show you a demo of a cool sample magazine application that was put together by one individual in my team. The application that you see has been written in JavaScript and HTML and uses the new WinRT PDF APIs. It really is a collection of articles where each article is an individual PDF file. So the entire experience that you're going to see has been put together by rendering multiple PDFs. You can browse through the various articles by panning horizontally. While doing so, you even get a cool peek at the previous and the next articles. To read a particular article, you pan vertically. You even get to zoom in a particular article of interest. So this entire experience, again, has been put together using HTML and JavaScript and the new WinRT APIs. So let's get some more detail about these APIs. The first thing to know is that the engine that drives these APIs derives from the ISO 32000-1 standards. This engine, by the way, is the same engine that drives our Windows 8 Reader app. The idea behind introducing these APIs is thus, we know that PDF as a format is a popular format in the presentation industry. In the publishing industry. However, the format itself is rather involved. So the idea is to abstract away all the format complexity and to present PDF content simply as images for you to then incorporate in your store applications. Now, if you already have experiences built around images, then extending those experiences to PDF content will take little to no effort. Again, the focus here is about presenting PDF content as images. The intent behind introducing these APIs is to enable reading scenarios such as magazines on the Windows platform. So now let's get into some coding. Let's see how we can use these APIs and how simple it is to use these APIs in our store app. So what I have here is a simple application written in C# that renders an image file from my local file system. In XAML, It is using an image control to help you with the rendering. In code, it's using a storage file object, constructing a stream from that object, constructing a bitmap image from that stream, and finally associating that with my image control. Let me compile and run this application. There, the image is rendered in my store app. So let's see how we can transform this application to render the first page of a PDF document instead. The document that I would like to use is again in my pictures library. Let me open it up in the reader application. So this is the document that we would like to see rendered, and this is the page that we would like to see rendered. So the first thing I'm going to do is to point my code to the PDF file instead of the image. I'm going to comment out the portion of the code that actually opens the stream directly on that image. Instead, I'm going to use the new Winarty PDF APIs to help me get the image. The first thing to know is that the new Winarty PDF APIs are all available in the new windows.data.pdf namespace. The first class that I'm going to use is the PDF document class. As the name suggests, the PDF document class represents a loaded PDF document and exposes document-level properties and methods. So let me just go ahead and define a PDF document member variable in my code. There you go. Now, the way to construct a PDF document instance in your application is to use one of two static functions that have been defined on the PDF document class: load from file async if you're dealing with files, or load from stream async if you're dealing with streams. Since here we are dealing with files, I'm going to use the load from file async method. There you go. The next thing we need to know is that the PDF APIs render PDF content on a page-by-page basis. For that, we are going to use another class called PDF page. And the way to get an instance of the PDF page class is to use the get page method on the PDF document object. So let me go ahead and do that. There you go. I'm passing in index 0 because I'm interested in rendering the first page of our document. The final thing left for me to do is to render issue a render request. For this, we use the render to stream async API on the PDF page. There you go. This API by default renders the page at 100% of the authored page size. It uses white as the background onto which to render the PDF page, and it uses PNG as the image encoding format. It takes in a stream into which it writes the image. Since I'm only interested in rendering on screen, I'm going to use an in-memory random access stream. So let me go ahead and construct one in my code. There you go. If you are interested in persisting the image onto the file system, of course, you will use a file stream. Now, I'm going to do one final thing, which is to set the size of the image control to match that of the default page size so that we see the image at 100%. There you go. So let me compile and run this application. There, we have the first page of our PDF document rendered in our store application. So it's really as easy as that. As you saw, the PDF APIs allow you to render PDF content page by page as images into streams. The default rendering is at 100% of the authored page size. It uses white as the background, and it uses PNG as the default image encoding format. I'd like to mention one more thing about these APIs. There are scenarios where you as a developer would be needed to work with password encrypted PDF files. The good news is that these APIs allow you to do so. All that is needed is for you to pass in the password string to the load from file async or the load from stream async method, whichever you're using to construct the PDF document class instance. The rest of your code will pretty much remain the same as you would use for regular or non-password encrypted files. So now that we have seen how easy it is to render PDF content, let's explore options available to you as a developer to tweak and customize that rendering. Again, I'm going to go back to the sample application that we are working with. Okay. As you see in XAML, we have put our image control in a scroll viewer. So this allows the user to zoom in and out the image. In code, we are listening to the view changed event that the scroll viewer fires when the zoom factor changes on that particular scroll viewer, except we are doing nothing with it currently. So let's now add code that allows us to render PDF at this size, which is equal to the zoom factor. PDF, as we know, is made up of text and vector graphics, and ideally we would want to match the zoom size so that the image appears crisp. So let's see how that is done. So I'm going to first get the page just like I got above, the first page, which we are interested in. The way the APIs allow you to customize PDF content is to use the PDF page render options class along with the render to stream async method. This class exposes a bunch of properties, each of which represents an aspect of customization. So let's briefly explore the options available to us. I know it's a little small, but I'll just briefly go through it. We saw that the background color by default is white. You can choose whichever background color you want by setting the background color property. If you choose not to use the PNG image format, you can choose various other formats for which encoders are available on the system, like TIFF and BMP and JPEG, by using the bitmap encoder ID. You can control the size of the image by using the destination height and destination width properties. By default, the APIs ignore your current high contrast settings of your system, because they treat PDF content as images. However, if you would like the APIs to not ignore them and use the brushes, the current brushes that are set with your high contrast setting, you can do so by setting the is ignoring high contrast property to false. And finally, if you're interested in rendering only a portion of the page, you can use the source rect property of the PDF render options. Since we are interested in rendering the page at the size that matches the current zoom level, I'm going to use the destination height property. Note that I need not use the destination width property, because by default, if you choose to set only one, the APIs will honor the aspect ratio of the page. Finally, all that is needed to be done is to use the same code that we have seen before, except this time we are passing in the render options object to the render to stream async method. So let me compile and run this application. And let me zoom in. And there you saw that the image got crisp. That is because we re-rendered. Sorry, I'm going to show you one more thing. For folks who use JavaScript and HTML5, I'm going to show an equivalent example that is written in JavaScript and HTML. Let me switch to that. There you go. So here, semantically, this application is doing exactly the same as the sample application we saw in C#. In HTML, we have replaced the scroll viewer and the image control with a div and an image element. We are listening to the MS manipulation state changed event to manage the zoom for our PDF page and to issue the re-render. The rest of the code is pretty much the same, getting the storage file object, loading the PDF document, getting the first page, and it's using this put image on canvas function to render the page at various zoom levels, which again, it's pretty simple, getting the PDF page render options, class instance, setting the destination width, and rendering using the render to stream async method. This being JavaScript and HTML, Okay, don't know why that happened. Okay. This being JavaScript and HTML, for us to inject the stream into the DOM, we are using the MS stream and the create object to URL, and then finally setting it to our image element. So let me just compile and run this application. Oops. Okay. I think my computer is acting up a bit. Okay. There you go. And let me zoom in. And it re-renders crisply. So in summary, if you want to customize the rendering of our APIs, you use the PDF page render options class, the various customization options that you have, the image size, whether or not you want the APIs to honor the high contrast settings, portions of the page that you would like to render, whether it's the full page or portions of the page, which image encoding format that you would like the APIs to use, and whether you want what background color you would like for the rendering APIs to use. So now that we've seen what these APIs look like and what you can do with them, I would like to spend a little portion of this session talking about the best practices when using these APIs. For this, I'm going to use a sample application that allows the user to load any document from their local file system and renders it page by page. It will also allow the user to zoom in and out a particular page. So let's see that. Okay. So let's explore the XAML of this application a bit. So as you folks can see, I'm using a flip view control. The idea of using the flip view control is to help me flip through the individual pages of the document. It's using data binding. In the data template, as you can see, we are using our familiar scroll viewer and the image control. In addition, we are using UI virtualization by using the virtualizing stack panel. Now let's look at the code behind the XAML. What I have here is a simple PDF page wrapper class. The function of this class is to wrap the PDF page class and allow the data binding to happen to the UI. So these are the properties that the UI will bind to. It also has a trigger page render function that helps it with the rendering of the PDF page at various zoom factors, just like we saw in our sample application before. And it triggers the page render at the 100% zoom size to begin with in its constructor. Now, when the user loads the file, the first thing that our code does is to construct a collection of these PDF page wrapper objects, each of which represents a page from our document. And then finally set that collection as the data context for our flip view. So let me compile and run this application. So let me pick our favorite sample PDF. There you go. It allows me to read through the various pages of our PDF. It also allows me to zoom in. Great. So clearly there are a couple of things that this app is doing incorrectly. The first thing it is doing is that as soon as the document is selected by the user, it decides to go ahead and create images for every page of that document. Probably not a great thing to do. Out here, we'll talk about the PDF page object. When you call get page on a PDF, when you call get page on the PDF document to get your PDF page class instance, it starts off light. What I mean by that is that all it contains is the metadata around the page. The actual object model and the resources that are required to render that page are only constructed when you issue the render to stream async call on that particular page. Now, once you issue that call, the object model and the associated resources get held by that particular PDF page. What that means is that the resource footprint of that PDF page object has now gone up. The reason why we don't let go of the object model and the associated resources is to allow for optimizing re-render calls on the PDF page. So in the scenarios that we saw where you needed to zoom, the object model is now pre-constructed and ready for you because you have already issued a render to page async call on that PDF page object before. But as we saw, its resource footprint has gone up. So here's a question. So if in managed code, if you've got a class which has unmanaged resources that it is holding on to, what's the design pattern that we should use? Disposable, excellent, thank you. Simple question, yes. So we do implement the disposable pattern on the PDF page object. So the idea is, once you're done with the page, let's dispose of it. We already saw that this application is using UI virtualization. So Using the UI virtualization as a trigger point on when we should actually build the page and when we should dispose of the page sounds like a fine idea. So let me go ahead and do that in the code. So I'm going to comment out the code that triggers the page render in the constructor. And instance, I know that when the corresponding UI item gets realized, it's going to attempt to bind to the properties, the corresponding data properties. And this is where I'm going to introduce the trigger render call. Correspondingly, in code, we are listening to the event, the cleanup virtualized item event. This event gets fired when the corresponding UI item gets re-virtualized. In other words, the UI is no longer wanting to need it. It's currently calling the release method on our PDF page wrapper, which is doing nothing. Well, this is a fine point for us to rid ourselves of that particular PDF page by calling dispose on the corresponding PDF page. So what this has allowed us to do is to ensure that the pages that we construct, the pages that we request the APIs to render, and the pages that are held in memory, for which resources are held in memory, are associated with the UI, and we don't go overboard with the amount of resources and our footprint with respect to the same. Another thing that is a side effect of this is that because now we are issuing rendering requests as and when needed, as opposed to firing all of them upfront, it is not loading up the APIs with render requests right at the get-go. Because even though the APIs do support servicing multiple render requests in parallel, PDF rendering does take time and resources, and a request to render one page can affect another when running in parallel. So the other thing I'm going to do is that in the trigger page render, I know that this API will get called, or this function will get called when the user zooms in and is requesting a page at a different zoom level. So if there are any outstanding render requests that are out on this particular page, it's a fine time to go ahead and cancel those. So rather than using the render to stream async method as is, I'm going to introduce cancellation semantics with which I'm going to use this method. So let me put that piece of code in. First, I'll go ahead and just simply comment this out. And replace that with code that uses cancellation semantics. It's basically a cancellation token that I'm using when I use the render to stream async method. So let me compile and run this application. You don't get to see it here, but this application is both resource friendly and is and has better performance characteristics. So to summarize, if you're using these APIs, use techniques such as UI virtualization to render pages in and around the view. Hold on to rendered pages if you intend to reuse them for re-rendering, such as in Zoom scenarios, because that will give you better performance characteristics. At the same time, when you're done with a particular page, release them, dispose of that particular PDF page. Also, cancel out page rendering requests that are no longer needed. The final point I have not actually demoed in our sample app, but it's pretty obvious. If you are interested in rendering only portions of a page, do not issue a rendering request on the entire page. The reason is very simple. The APIs need to encode the image when they stream it out using the render to stream async API. At that point of time, the cost of encoding is directly proportional to the size of the image. So if you're interested in a portion of the page, use the source rect property on the PDF page render options to limit the rendering request to that particular size. Okay, so this was all about the Winarty PDF APIs. I'd like to switch track a little bit to talk about an alternate set of APIs that are available to you to render directly to DirectX surfaces. How many folks out here use DirectX or have used DirectX? Cool, so you guys are going to love these APIs, hopefully. Behind the scenes, the Winarty APIs actually use DirectX and D2D to render the PDF content. After the content has been rendered, we extract the bitmap, encode it using the image encoding format that you specify in the PDF page render options, and finally we write it out to the stream that you specify using the render to stream async method. Now, if you're already dealing with DirectX surfaces in your application, we have these APIs that can allow you to render PDF content directly into these surfaces. The idea is that this is optimum because if your application is rendering on screen, you know, it's constructing the bitmaps and rendering directly on screen, the cost required to first encode the image, to stream it out, and then decode it to make it appear back on the display or the screen is avoided. So while the Winarty APIs will suffice for most scenarios, there are certain scenarios where if you're dealing with very heavy PDF content like detailed PDF maps, and you're dealing with high zoom scenarios, you might want to consider using these alternate APIs instead. Like DirectX, these APIs require you to use them using C++. Of course, you can build a store app using C# and XAML if you wrap the calls to these APIs in your own Winarty type library and then include that type library in your application. So I'm going to show you these alternate APIs in action again, a sample application. This application is pretty much the same. It does the same thing that we saw our previous sample application doing, except it's going to use the APIs that will render to DirectX surfaces. Again, we have our image control in XAML. In source, we start off the same way. We use the Winarty APIs to get our storage file object. We create the PDF document from the storage file object. We get the first page that we are interested in rendering. The rest of the code that you're seeing here is dealing with surface image sources. Surface image source is one of the ways in which XAML allows you to interop with DirectX. There are other options, but this example is showing a surface image source. I won't go into the details of what this code is about, but needless to say, I've actually simply copied the sample code as is from the MSDN sample that is available out there for me to use in my sample application. The point of interest for me is between the begin and the end draw calls. This is where I'm going to do my PDF rendering, because this is where I get to party on the surface. And finally, I'm setting the surface as the source of my image control. So let me compile and run this application. You're seeing the, you can't really see it. There it is. So you're seeing that we're seeing an empty page simply because we haven't put in anything to render onto that surface. So let's do that. So the first thing I'm going to do is to schedule the PDF rendering on a separate task. The reason why I'm doing that is because the APIs that render to a DirectX surface is synchronous in that it uses the thread of the caller. This is different from the render to stream async method. The idea is to allow you to have the flexibility to manage your own tasks. Since this call is on the UI thread, I want to make sure that the fluidity of the UI thread is not compromised, and that's why I'm creating a separate task. The next thing I'm doing is to create a renderer that helps me render onto DirectX surfaces. I do that by calling the PDF create renderer method. I pass in a DXDI device to which the renderer gets associated with for the lifetime of that renderer. In other words, I can't use this renderer across different DXDI devices. And finally, I'm going to issue the rendering request call on that particular renderer by using the render page to surface method. This method takes in the page that I would like to render. This is a PDF page object typecast to iUnknown. The DXDI surface on which I want to render to, the offset into the the offset into the surface. And just like the render to stream async API, it allows me to pass in customization options that tweak the rendering. You do that by using the PDF render params structure. Essentially, this structure exposes the same set of options to customize as does the PDF page render options class. That's it. We should get our first page rendered, this time using the DirectX APIs. Let's try that. There you go. So this time around, same page, same first page of the document, except this time you have used the DirectX APIs. So in conclusion, what we've seen in this session is that we have introduced fresh APIs in Windows 8.1 that will allow you to render PDF content as images. We've seen how you can use the render options available to you to tweak the output of this of these rendering APIs. We've talked about best practices when you use these APIs. And finally, we have taken a look at an alternate set of APIs that are available for you to render to DirectX surfaces. There are a bunch of examples, both end-to-end and SDK examples out there right now on MSDN. So I will encourage you to go check them out. They are in all the languages and cater to different scenarios. So please go check them out. And after this session, I would love to talk to folks who are interested around the scenarios that you are looking for and see how I can help or how the APIs can help to enable those scenarios. Thank you. So are there questions for me? Please. Sorry? Well, the most of the PDF content actually does have its own mechanisms for for fonts, including embedded fonts and stuff like that. So we do do honor the font specified in the PDF content. Now, if you're using TrueType fonts, we do go and use the fonts that are installed on Windows. No. So the APIs will take care of that if they are embedded. We have fallback mechanisms for fonts that are that do not come embedded in the PDF content. Yes? Sorry? The question was, what about PDF editing? Well, the focus in Windows 8.1 is around PDF rendering. These APIs do not directly support any editing of PDF content. Yes. So what these APIs do is to flatten out the PDF content. So you're going to see static images of all interactive elements, such as forms or annotations. Yes. I think it depends on the scenarios. If you've used the Windows Reader, you know that the Reader actually supports multiple ways in which you would want to render PDF. It supports single page continuous. It also supports the flip kind of a mode. So I think it kind of depends on the scenario that you're interested in. As the API is concerned, of course, you're free to incorporate this API in whatever XAML or HTML presentation that you would like. Okay. And, is there any recommendation on when to use DirectX? That's a good question. So the question was, is there any recommendation on when to use DirectX versus when to use the WinRT APIs? What we have observed while using these APIs is that for most scenarios where you're looking at magazine-like content and you're providing experiences where you want to present the content maybe at a couple of Zoom levels, the WinRT APIs serve just fine. You should go try that out. They should suffice. However, there are certain scenarios where you've got really heavy PDF content, you know, pages which have been produced by, say CAD/CAM applications or, detailed maps, and you want to actually provide an experience where the user needs to zoom in to great degrees of detail. At that point, you might want to consider using the DirectX solution, especially when you bind that with XAML solutions such as VSysses, which allow you to inbuilt get the tiling support and stuff like that, and using the source rect to kind of limit the rendering that you are asking the APIs to do. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. So, what we have observed is that I think that question goes hand in hand with the previous question. I think the content, just the amount of content that you have, can sometimes affect your rendering performance. So the amount of elements that make up the page itself, or if it has enormous images that are put into the page, it can affect the performance. What we have, I didn't show that to you. There are certain ways in which you can get around that. We have a prepare page call that I didn't actually show. What it does is that if you want to do a look ahead of your pages, you know, you don't want to spend. So in this example, we saw that we spent we spent resources to prepare and render the page in the render to stream async method itself. There is another function exposed on PDF page, which is called prepare page. If you call prepare page async, it will construct the object model and the rendering resources which are available for you to then quickly go and call render on. So essentially, the cost that I mentioned that is incurred during the first time rendering, when you call the render to stream async method, can now be taken up by the prepare page call. So you can do a look ahead and kind of prepare those pages upfront. IE11, the question was, does IE11 use this feature natively? It does not. So you're talking about, go ahead. There isn't. So if you're talking about the IE application, and you're dealing with PDF documents that you can browse through within the application, it will not, there is no way you can get the rendering to happen in place, if that was the question. It will, you can go ahead and register yourself as a provider of that particular type, and it will do the regular mechanism of warning the user about opening the PDF document and then going to your store application when that to open that document. But you can't get it to render it within IE itself. Not for this release, no. Yes. I don't have any data per se to share, but I think one of the things that we believe is going to work favorably to these when you're dealing with these APIs is that they have been optimized to use the DirectX and D2D APIs on which these APIs sit upon. And we have spent a lot of energies, especially because of our experiences with the reader application, to tweak the best that we can with respect to the performance of these APIs. So we're hoping that you will be pleasantly surprised when you use these on ARM devices. Yes, go ahead. The question was, is the same technology available for XPS? The answer is no. Yes. The desktop applications can not use either the WinRT APIs or the DirectX APIs. If you notice that the DirectX APIs actually go ahead and use portions of the WinRT API, it's only the renderer and the render page to surface calls which are special. And no, you can't use it in desktop apps. Yes. The question was, is there any API to access the text on the page? That's a fine question. Again, the answer is no. In this release, we are focusing on simply getting the PDF page rendering going. I know that there are scenarios we have, at least in our research, seen most of the scenarios, such as magazines, do not tend to rely on the text in the PDF content, because it is then left to the APIs to kind of interpret the runs and all of that with respect to the test. And mostly they extract that out and then provide overlay experiences on the top of the rendering. So we are hoping that that is how, if at all you need to use text experiences, you are going to build those. Yes. Well, you can do that. I think by you can orchestrate that using like I know XAML, so you can do that using XAML layers. The challenge will be that you will have to remember the coordinates where the information is getting annotated, because there isn't really a support in the APIs themselves to help you with that. Nor is there any support to write back those annotations back into the format. No, you cannot. Yes. Well, I don't know the answer to that. For currently, we're focused on the on Windows 8.1, and we'll see how it goes.
So, if you're opening a password-protected PDF and you don't know that it's password-protected before you open it,
that's
you
correct.
Said you had to pass in the password.
That's correct.
Does it give you an? How would you know?
Yeah, good question. Good question. So the question was, if you are dealing with password encrypted or protected PDF files, how do the APIs help you with actually realizing the fact that it is password protected? Well, we ourselves don't know that till we go and attempt to open the PDF, and at that point of time, you'll get a specific exception that gets thrown that you need to handle and then pass in the password to the load from file async or load from stream async APIs. So, like you do a try catch, it throws a specific exception. You can either get the corresponding password string from the user, or if you know it upfront, it is embedded in your application, you pass that in. Yes. Yeah. You can. Maybe I can answer that question. Do we have some time? Let me just answer that question with our example. Sorry, go ahead. The question was, do the APIs support something like a day-night mode or something to that effect that allows different renderings for different scenarios like day or night and giving a different, using a different brushes and colors. So the best you have is, remember our render options? So we're setting the destination height here. Another option you have, and this needs you to kind of work with, the way it will work is that you'll have to help with, you'll have to build those experiences in the application to kind of prompt the user to use the high contrast settings or what have you. That is the way this is going to work. So I'll just show you how the high contrast setting works. For some reason, my machine keeps dying on me. There you go. So I'm going to set this is high contrast. Oops. Is high contrast, is ignoring high contrast. Okay, where is this? Options dot. Is ignoring high contrast. I don't know why it's not picking that up. Hopefully it will work. False. Yeah, there you go. Okay. So now, for a moment, I'm going to set the. Oh, let me. Let me just search high contrast settings. See, I set this. Apply. Yeah, this is the one, right? I didn't set it in the original rendering, but let me zoom it in and you will see what I'm talking about. There you go. So you can, if you build experiences in your application that kind of prompt the user to go use, say, maybe the high contrast settings, and you orchestrate that with the high contrast settings of the rendering option high contrast settings, you can get to do this. You can also construct these images if that is how your scenarios and your experiences, and pre-populate them and be ready with them as well. So, yes. Okay. Yeah, unfortunately, currently the way the API has been designed, and because the information is not available as a metadata on the document, at least not predictively available, we need to go open the document, and that happens only at load from file async or load from stream async calls. So that's the way it is right now. Yes. Sorry, I didn't get the question. Yeah. Yes, there are a set of components which we believe are rather obscure that we do not render. But most of our support is exactly the same that you see in the Reader application. We've done tons of work for the past few years to kind of tweak out and enhance our support for almost all the features that the format supports. A couple of things like interactive media and stuff like that is not supported. No, we don't support signatures. Huh, yes, sorry. Yeah. Correct. The elements, so currently in Windows 8.1, the only support we have is for rendering. We don't really know what the future holds for us, but for those, I think the first step would be to kind of enable interactivity with the with these APIs. But for Windows 8.1, it is pure rendering. Yes. Yeah. Yes. No, it's not. Actually, the question was when I load a particular document and I'm enumerating to get the number of pages and such, for folks who know the PDF format, actually it's quite cheap. So you can construct, if you see in the example that I had, you can go ahead and construct PDF pages galore with respect to the number of pages that the particular document has. The get page is not expensive. This helps you to kind of orchestrate your UI so that you know the sizes of the individual pages and so on and so forth. So there is zero cost in setting that up. It's only when you issue a render call on the PDF page where the cost is incurred. No, there is only cancellation. Yeah. Huh, yes. Like I said, we kind of end up flattening the entire PDF content. So there is no direct support from the APIs to help you with kind of understanding where the links are and stuff like that. Yes. Sorry? Well, the question was, can we replace the Acrobat Reader application on Windows 8 or 8.1? Like I mentioned, we already have the Windows Reader application that that allows you to not only read PDF content, but allows you to fill forms, annotate with ink, and a bunch of other stuff. In addition, actually, it also allows you to render XPS and multi-page TIFF documents as well. So it's already there. Yes. Sorry, can you repeat the question?
Is there an intention to open up the API
for that? Well, currently the application and the APIs share the core engine, but in Windows 8.1, the focus is about rendering. I will not be able to answer the question about the future, of course. Yeah. The fact of the matter is that we don't use the APIs directly, but both the APIs and the reader application share the same engine. That's because there's a bunch of experiential aspects that are built atop in the reader application. So the engine is the same, but it's not really sitting atop these APIs. Sorry? When I say the engine is the same, what I meant to say is that the core rendering engine is the same. There is no difference between the core rendering engine that is used by these APIs and the rendering engine that is used by the reader. But to orchestrate the experiences that you're seeing in the reader, there's a bunch of work that has to be put atop that. Like, even if you're going to use these APIs, like I mentioned, if you're going to support like high zoom scenarios, which by the way the reader does, it binds the engine to using constructs like VSys and stuff like that to allow you to enable tiling of the PDF content so that you're not like attempting to construct huge images of zoomed in content and stuff like that. So there's a bunch of orchestration that has to be done on the top to enable the reader application scenarios. Go ahead. Yeah. I've got my boss there, he's smiling, I think. Well, I can't officially answer that question, but for Windows 8.1, the focus will be on these rendering APIs. Sorry? The question was, I don't want to rephrase that question. Why don't you mention the question? Well, thank you, guys. Hi.